Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Mama cows in confinement. That may be the way of the future. We're back on that in just a moment.
It's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale. It's at noon on Monday, October 5th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 900 head to sell, including 300 Angus bulls, 500 commercial springbred heifers, and 100 fall calving pairs. For more information or a sale book, you can call the ranch at 1-800-664-3977 or visit the website at www.expressranches.com. The number again, 1-800-664-3977.
Don Close is the protein analyst for Rabobank. Spends a lot of time looking at the beef cattle industry, most certainly. And one of the things that he did earlier this year, put out a report on the realignment of the beef cow herd that he sees in the years to come. And he says one of the things he thinks is going to be happening, more beef cows here in this part of the country, but also more beef cows up in the Midwest. And a lot of those cows in the Midwest could well be in confinement.
One clarification that, Ron, that I would make is, we expect to see confined and semi-confined cow programs to grow and become a more vital or viable part of the industry. At that time, we are not saying that we're totally going to replace conventional cow-calf ranch or farm cow-calf production. It's just an added component.
I guess the gentleman from Nebraska talked about intensive versus extensive.
Exactly. And he also, you know, clearly brought out, There's a jillion different combinations. Clearly, the easy one is the ability to run cows on stocks. But one of the things that I didn't have a chance to go into is when you take the current lawsuit with the City of Des Moines Water Works with the counties and talking nitrate runoff and the need for cover crops. One possible alternative for that whole dilemma would be to require cover crops on corn ground. And if that were to be the case, well then ideally that would enable just another avenue to graze those cows for a portion of the year before you have them back in the barn.
And you're clearly believing that the Midwest, the Corn Belt as we call it, is where we're going to see many of these cows under confinement at least part of the year.
I think The mechanics work out cleaner. Now, I also think that the various programs that are using conventional North Texas Panhandle and Western Plains feed yards for cow-calf production, that's a entirely viable model as well. And with very few modifications, have a secluded area for the calves, kind of a playground area. So there's some adjustments. But it's not just confined buildings in the Corn Belt, because it's a viable program in conventional feed yards as well.
With these feedlots here in the Southern Great Plains, we've got excess capacity right now in at least some instances.
You know, if you take the cow herd expansion numbers that I talked about in the presentation, if we build cow numbers back, you know, something between 32 and 34 million. We still have excess feed yard capacity with that level of cow rebuilding. So absolutely, with the amount of bunk space that's available, are there alternative uses for some of that bunk space? Yes, there is.
The current rebuilding of the U.S. cow herd, you know, it seems like we've got pretty aggressive rebuilding going on here in 2015. Based on that mid-year inventory and just the anecdotal things we're hearing right now. Is that what you're really seeing?
Oh, I think if we have a surprise coming from the evidence that was laid out in the mid-year inventory report with very limited data in that report, I think the surprise could be when we get the January cattle inventory report, both the rate of cow herd rebuilding and the additional retention of heifers on top of the 7% growth in heifer retention in the July report. I think both of those numbers could be a surprise come January.
The rebuilding and the changing of the U.S. beef cow herd. Don Close with us today from Rabobank. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.